Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your man of God, Run. Sorry about that. I am your man of God, Run. Hope you guys are doing well on today. Wow, it's already Wednesday. Hump day. I hope your week is going well. I hope that you're working extremely hard towards the goals and the purposes of God in your life. And I got a very special episode for you guys this morning. I want to talk about I know it's just me over here. Well, me and the Holy Spirit. The Lord is with me. But I'm setting up. I want to speak about gratitude. Gratitude, man. There's so much that we, you know, should be grateful for that we aren't. There's so many things that we're grateful for that there's more to be grateful for. It's I don't know about you guys, but He has done so much for me. He has brought me through so many challenging, just so many that I can't even name them all here. There's not enough time. Hallelujah. But gratitude is a powerful principle that's in the fabrics of the Bible. You know, it's not just a feeling, it's an action. And in that action, it reflects our relationship with God. You know, it's acknowledging His blessings, and it's our response to His grace. Let me say that again. Gratitude is an action that reflects our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. It's our acknowledgement of His blessings and our response to His grace. You know, gratitude is another tool that the Father uses to transform us to transform our lives. And it leads to joy, peace, and a deeper faith in Him. Hallelujah. So let's go to the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. Not in some things. Ooh, because it's easy to be grateful when things are going your way. No, everything. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Gratitude should be a continual practice, not limited to the good times, you know, the times of happiness and joy or abundance, but in everything, give thanks. You went outside this morning and you saw the tire was flat. You freaked out. But you should be thanking Him because you taking the time to change that tire probably gave you the opportunity to miss a huge, crazy situation on the highway. You just never know. You never know. You know, my mom used to, when we were younger, things were a little financially challenging at times, right? So she taught us to be grateful with our candles when the lights were out. You know, we appreciated those candles. We were grateful for those candles because it helped us maneuver through the night to get our clothes ready. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, bless my mother. You know, she's one of the strongest women I know. Seriously, you know, to raise 6 kids. It wasn't just her. She taught us the essence and the foundations of trusting in the Lord. I'm telling you, there's no way. Like, I have 3 kids now, and me and my wife talk about this all the time. You know, it's like, you know, our parents were different. You know, like the mothers and fathers, of yesterday, you know, they had a different thing, man. Their relation, like, they knew. They knew who they were. They knew who was with them. They knew. You know, it was, you know, you talk about when Jesus fed 5,000, you know, with what He had. Man, you know, he's my Lord. Let me stay on track, man. I get to speaking about, you know, my mother. She's taught me so many lessons, you know, so many. But yeah, we have to give thanks in everything, the good and the bad times, right? Or what we may perceive as bad or a rough time, you know, our trials, right? The testings, right? You know, but it's true. So true. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." See, gratitude opens the door. It opens the doors to God's presence. You know, I had a situation not too long ago where He he just reminded me, or the situation reminded me that, you know, I gotta be grateful, man. You know, it's so much going on in the world, man. And, you know, the grandparents and the old parents always used to say, you know, I thank God for my problems. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you don't want nobody else's problems, you know? You know, what does that mean? That means that it's someone who's always kind of, not kind of, but they're going through something worse than you, you know? I teach this to my kids every day. You know, they're kids, you know, they're young, so they, you know, the end of the world happens when they don't get Chick-fil-A, you know? So it's like, hold on, wait a minute, we finna go home and cook, you know? I got chicken at the house, you know, but I teach them all the time, you know, just like, look, like even on the way home from school, Chick-fil-A, look around, you know, you can see, you know, somebody's always going through something that you're not going through, and that if you were, you wouldn't be able to. Yeah, so we, you know, not that you won't be able to get through it, because he'll bring us through anything, but just be grateful and thankful, you know. But gratitude opens the door to God's presence. It invites us into a relationship where we can experience his love and joy. I think about it, you know, even with our own kids, if they got attitudes and they're not grateful for nothing, man, you know how that make you feel? You know how, you know, you still do for them, but it's a different experience, right? You're like, these kids gonna make me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, maybe it's just my house. But oof, I tell my mother, you know, we tell our parents all the time, me and my wife, you know, come get them. You know, y'all say, oh, these are my babies. Come get them. Like, if you're listening, come get them today. Hallelujah. Nah, we love our kids. It's just, you know, we pray for patience daily, on the hour, actually. Like, I'm constantly, you know, seriously. Like, but yes, let's move on. Colossians 3:15-17, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of God Christ dwell in you richly, and whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So here, gratitude is linked to the peace of God, and it informs our actions in everyday life. It shapes our interactions and decisions, which is important. I was just thinking about this yesterday, actually. You know, I was taking Nathan for a walk, and Nathan is he's such a loving, like most kids, right? But Nathan is special, man. He's such a loving and caring and joyous, happy kid. Like, he's, you know, especially when he's outside running around, right? You know, he's in the house, or like even when he was at daycare, he would, you know, he just loved it. He was such all good reports, right? Because he's such a loving and caring little guy, you know. He's only three, but man, I tell you, ooh-wee, the wisdom on that guy. Thank you, Jesus. Man, you know, I fear the Lord, but I'm just, all I'm saying is that little guy, he shake me up a little bit sometimes. I be like, what is going on here? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But his interactions, you know, his interactions with others, you know, is wild. And I say, man, this kid here, he gets it. He gets it. He understands, you know, because he's always, you know, thank you. Thank you. There he go. Thank you. He's so grateful for the things that he has. You know, he's such a happy kid. He's always, I mean, I'm going to be honest, you know, he kind of gets his way most of the time. Hallelujah. But even in that, you know, giving thanks to our Father through. Oh, Jesus. Now, giving thanks is a command. Oh, Jesus. Is a command from God. A command. So, practicing gratitude is an act of obedience. Hallelujah. That reflects our trust and recognition of God's sovereignty in our lives. Oh, let's go back. Think about that. Let's shift. Let's change a perspective quickly, really quickly. It's gonna be swift. Giving thanks is a command. See, that changes everything. Right? It's a command, which means, for me, it's mandatory. So when you look at it that way, and for most of us, you know, it's not even a difficult task, right? It's nothing we even think about, but knowing that it's a command, and when we do what we're told, that's being obedient. And man, obedience, ooh-wee. You know, we make our Father just smile, and the angels in heaven are clapping, you know, when we're obedient. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. May we be obedient in our giving thanks. Hallelujah. Gratitude overcomes negativity. Ooh, whoa. In this negative world, focusing on what we are thankful for shifts. Here we go. That shift, it shifts our perspective. It helps combat feelings of discontent and negativity, which allows us to see God's hand in every situation. Hallelujah. My God. And in this world, you know, it's so much going on, man, that could easily birth negativity, you know. But when we choose to choice, it's all about choice. When we choose to focus, hallelujah. When we choose to focus on what we're thankful for, hallelujah. What we're thankful for, what God has done in our life, what He's doing in our lives. What He's done, what He's doing, and what's to come that He'll do. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Gratitude cultivates contentment. Contentment. And a lot of people look at contentment the wrong way. See, when we regularly acknowledge our blessings, we develop contentment. Philippians 4:11-12 reminds us that contentment is found not in our circumstances, but in our relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. You know, because we trust in Him. We trust in Him. We know that our Father, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. He answers all. So whatever our circumstances are, and I'm not saying that our circumstances aren't what they are. You know, reality is what it is. Like, we understand circumstances. But when we find contentment in being grateful and thankful for what we have, and our relationship in Him, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh Jesus. How are you guys doing? I'm just checking on you. You know, sometimes I get to going, but I just want you guys to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. No matter your circumstances, no matter what they say nowadays, life be lifing. Ooh, don't it? You know, and I know that, you know, we put on these masks and we put on all these, for some, yes, but it's contentment. It's being grateful that no matter what is or what my circumstances are, no matter, I'm thankful that I know Jesus. I know He's my comforter. I know He's my provider. I know that He will make a way. Like, I know. Man, look. I know. We know. So this is just to encourage you right now. Be thankful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thankfulness is an integral part of worship. Yes. When we express our gratitude to our Heavenly Father, oh Jesus, help me, we acknowledge His character, mercy, and grace. Ooh, Lord, Your mercy. The type of Father You are. And Your grace. Hey, man. You know, this podcast was... He didn't tell me to call it Unveiled by Grace for no reason. Man. Ooh. Ooh. This is a way of recognizing Him for who He is and all He does. See, we worship different. that just changed and created a more intimate worship. Just that right there. Just understanding that right there. Key. I'm not gonna necessarily harp on this, but some of us, we have gotten beside ourselves. We have gotten outside of Christ. We have gotten outside of who He is. And I've been guilty. Because, you know, we've lost a very key principle, and that's gratitude. We've lost a very key principle, and it's so easy, right? It's so easy to leave that out, because gratitude is attached to humility. And a lot of us, we're too well off and too achieved and too high minded that we forget who's doing it. We forget. See, that's a repent. Repent. We get too high-minded. We must remember who's doing it. It's not you. So be grateful. Be thankful for His grace and His mercy, His love. Hallelujah. So, here are some of the things we can do, right? I like to give us homework. I like to give us homework, right? Keep a gratitude journal. I do this all the time. Me and my wife, we do it with our kids, especially with the kids. But we lead by example, right? But especially with the kids, because, ooh-wee, come get them. Come get them. But we do it with the kids as a family. We write down at least three things that we're thankful for each day. Each day. Do this for 30 days, man, and watch. Watch how things begin to shift in your home. Watch. Watch how God begins to move in your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right? And we're people of prayer, right? So we know that we must incorporate thankfulness in our prayers. Psalms 100 verse 4 tells us, enter His gates with thanksgiving. We must enter in. We must begin prayer with thankfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one of the things about being followers of Christ, being believers, is we always go back to, what would Jesus do? Jesus would share gratitude with others. Tell others what you're grateful for. Instead of, you know, most of you at work, man, tell your coworker, girl, I'm so grateful for this job. Instead of talking about why you hate your job. Be grateful for it. Some people don't have work right now. Some people are really, they're going through it. And you're sitting here at your well-paying job that God provided for you. He's provided it for you. And all you're doing is, come on now, repent. I know y'all be like, Ryan, what? Why are you? Man, for real. We have to shift. We have to shift our perspective. Hmm. Reflecting on God's faithfulness. See, when we spend time reflecting on the ways God has met our needs in the past, oh Jesus, this strengthens our faith and inspires thankfulness in the present. Hallelujah. So gratitude is more than just a nice thing we do or a nice sentiment. It's a vital principle rooted in God's word that shapes our lives and fosters a deeper relationship with Him and others. You know, some of you are a joy to be around because you're so grateful. Your humility, you vibing or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to do that because I don't want to run off my young crowd. I love y'all. You guys are innovative. And I be trying to, you know, but some of you are a life of the party, right? Yeah. But it's a Holy Ghost party here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. But with others, man, you share that, man. Continue to do that. You know, because when we practice gratitude, we unlock the door to joy, peace, and fulfillment in our walk with Christ. Hallelujah. So let us strive. I love that word, strive. I used to see it all the time in the gyms and at school. I like that word, strive. Let us strive to be grateful in all circumstances. I get it, things aren't going your way right now. I get it, you lost your job. I get it, you're having marital problems. Let us strive to be grateful in all circumstances, knowing that Thanksgiving is not only a response to our blessings, but also an essential aspect of our faith. Remember, it's a command. God commands us to be grateful, to show gratitude, to be thankful. He commands it. And obedience. Lord, more favor. Hallelujah. To those who are obedient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let me get us out of here because I kind of went over my time. But no, I didn't. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. Hallelujah. Thank you for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon us. For your unwavering love and grace that surrounds us each day. Your word reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances. And we acknowledge that every good gift comes from you, Lord. Lord, we ask for your help in cultivating a spirit of thankfulness. May we always enter your presence with thanksgiving, as Psalm 100 verse 4 encourages us. Teach us to see your hand in every situation and to recognize the beauty in both trials and triumphs. We thank you for the peace that comes from trusting in you. As stated in Colossians 3:15, help us to let gratitude dwell richly within us, transforming our hearts and minds, oh God, hallelujah, in moments of negativity or discontent, remind us to focus on your faithfulness and the abundance we have in Christ. Father, we also pray for our communities. May we express our gratitude not only to you, but also to those around us. Let our words of appreciation uplift and encourage others, fostering unity and love among us, O Lord. Oh, unity is what we need right now. Oh, Jesus. As we go about our days, let our actions reflect our thankfulness. May everything we do be done in your name, giving glory to you alone. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. I hope this message, shifts your perspective. I hope it creates an awareness that creates a more intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he is the way to the Father and him alone. So get to know Jesus. Not me. Not your neighbor. You get to know Jesus. And through knowing him, we get to know the Father. And the Father reveals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hope you guys have a blessed day. I love you guys. I love you guys. But I tell you the truth. Jesus loves you so much more. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, Ron. And I tell you, run after the things of God. And while running, share. Share with others the love of God. Have a blessed day. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Shalom.